I said, read what? It said, books. I asked, what books? It spelled really fast, Any and All by Albert Schweitzer. Now my friends asked me, who's Albert Schweitzer? I said, I think he's a doctor in Africa. They said, has he written any books? I said, not that I know of, but I'll be in Lethbridge tomorrow, Alberta, Canada, and I'll check at the library and see if he has. It's not that I learned anything from reading Schweitzer's books that I could use in my life, except that it was kind of like what the Ouija board was. In other words, the very fact that the board worked made me realize that there were major phenomena regarding non-physical beings that I didn't know anything about. And then meeting Schweitzer through his books opened my mind further to the fact that I didn't know everything in that direction, you know, philosophy and the Bible, either. So I bought a Ouija board, and although it wouldn't work for me, I tried it on hundreds of people, you know, in my travels as an entertainer, and I found about three people that it really did work for. One of those was a fellow entertainer in Portland, Oregon. We talked with non-physical beings that told us that in physical form they had been pirates and priests, there were politicians and rabbis. It was just the kind of conversations you might have at parties, and it was a very different attitude from the one on the Ouija board that suggested that I read Schweitzer. There was nothing of value that I could use in my life or that I could learn to teach to anybody else that they could use. So I just, one day I just threw it off into the bushes. That was the end of that stage of my